All right. Thank you so much to our last DJ. I was really bumping to that song. Mm-hmm. High energy. It's currently 2 p.m. on the dot. This is Questionable Figures. Here we have DJ Nanya and DJ Business.
Ready for
another week with you. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we're just going to kick off with a little interlude song, and then we'll get into our theme for the day. It's going to be a good one. Let's get it.
Thank you.
All right. That was High School Lover by Kaukus. That was a throwback song, wasn't it? Ellie's on the other mic. What do you have to say about that song?
I like that song a lot, and I'm not even going to lie to you. I do want to tell the story of how I found that song.
Tell us.
Personally. You might have heard of a popular show called Outer Banks on Netflix. Well, they did have a pretty banging soundtrack.
Did they?
They did. That song was on the soundtrack.
Wow.
Yeah, and I heard it, and I was like, oh, this is a grand song, so I added it to my little summer playlist. And, you know, I know Outer Banks is not, like, the most, you know, perhaps content-heavy show, perhaps tasteful show, one might say, but I still really appreciated their soundtrack. It was top-notch. I would definitely recommend checking it out. I don't know about season two's soundtrack. I just know season one's.
Okay, so you can't vouch for season two, but yeah. One is a good one. Well, what's relevant also about that song is because it was on Elia's, 2020
Spotify Wrapped,
and we all know it's been that week. Everybody on Spotify, all Spotify users got their Spotify Wrapped.
Uh-huh. The moment we've all been waiting for.
The moment we've all been waiting for. All year we wait.
Yeah,
and
we do.
And it's essentially the analytical breakdown of what artists you listen to the most, what songs, what genres, etc. It's very exciting. People get competitive with it.
They do get a little bit weird. They do get a little bit freaky. And I will say, if you posted it on your Instagram story, if you posted one screenshot from your Spotify Wrapped, like the one at the end where it says like your top artist, your top, how many listens, I'm okay with that. If you posted one, and actually it can be any of the one, if it's just one screenshot from your Spotify Wrapped, okay. If you posted more than one, that's not tasteful, baby.
I like it when people share music. It's a great thing.
I encourage it.
I think it's used as a flex a lot of the time.
Yes. That's my thing. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you posted one, I think that's fair. You know what I mean? I am wondering what's in your Spotify app. But if you're posting more than one, just post the breakdown, babe. Like, post that end slide where it says, like, top artist, you know. But enough about that, I guess.
Give us a few of your top artists.
My top. Okay.
What have you been listening to, Elia?
Oh, I'll be honest. I will pull up the screenshot. But as per the past 2 years, my two top artists, not surprisingly, were Lana Del Rey and Lil Uzi Vert, in that order.
Classic.
The duality of man. Doja Cat was my number three.
Nice. Whoop whoop.
That the new album Planet Her, right? That's embarrassing that I can't remember the name of it, because I did listen to it on repeat like since it was released.
Okay.
Grimes did get up there.
Okay.
Did have a Grimes moment. And Kanye West, but I feel like Kanye West was only on there because he released his new album, and so obviously I listened to it, and I wanted to listen to it a couple times through.
Right.
Like, I might have been having a moment. So those were my artists. But why don't you go into yours, please? I would love to hear.
I don't have my phone with me right now, and I'm restricted by these headphones that are connected to the deck.
Ugh, alas.
I have a couple off the top of my head.
Yeah, do tell.
Oh, my top three were Krongbin, Grateful Dead. I did do a lot of road trip in this past
year. Yeah, you did.
Which is conducive to listening to the Grateful Dead. Also was surrounded by some Deadhead-esque type of people in my adventures this year.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense. I'll play a Grateful Dead song next because...
Yeah, do tell.
We are going to be today playing music from our Spotify Wrapped.
Exactly.
Songs that we listen to the most this year.
Yeah,
so,
I did put in a good amount of 2020. So it's my Spotify Wrapped from 2020, 2021. No judgment. This is a judgment-free zone.
Judgment-free zone, absolutely.
Yeah, but I only put the best of the best, a.k.a. all the ones that were not explicit.
This is an intimate window into our... Into our minds.
Into our music lives.
Into our emotional lives.
I know. I will tell everyone on the live air. Wait, do I have a screenshot of it? Because I was wondering the exact time. But I did listen to music for more than 50,000 minutes this
Woo!
Year.
That's Whoa. A long time,
It's a
guys.
Long time. But that's why I'm saying you're really getting the intimate window. Because if I'm listening for 50,000 minutes, I mean, there's going to be some deep, dark stuff on there.
Absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
Taking you through your darkest moments.
Mm-hmm.
I listened, I think, 45,000, right?
We were comparable.
I heard somebody, or I saw
told
it on
you
TikTok,
this, didn't I?
Was
I know.
It you? Somebody listened to, like, somebody had upwards of 200K
no.
minutes listening.
I did not.
Which is just
I did
days,
not
days,
hear that. Oh my God, stop. I did not hear that. That is too many. I remember someone posted that they had 127,000 mm-hmm. and we calculated it and it was like 80 days. That's like 80 days, yeah. 80 full straight days of listening to music. Like what do you even, you must have had either a lot of alone time or be that annoying kid who's always playing music at,
I'm saying,
in the public.
My theory is that it's white noise. People play white noise on Spotify
for
when
sleeping.
They sleep.
That's
we
true.
We sleep for what, a third of our lives?
Yeah. So, wait, is it a third? No. Yes?
Somebody can fact check that.
Someone, call in if you know the true number.
The true number.
Otherwise, we're going to Google it later.
I guess we'll play a song. We've been talking for a little bit.
Yeah, but we'll come back. We're gonna. I think we should come back.
Yeah, we're gonna come back. I enjoy this.
Yeah, I agree. Next up, we'll go more into some more choices. I want to hear about Sophia's background or like her choices for the for the song.
All right, I had a hard time picking the Grateful Dead song. We're gonna play Truckin' because it's something we can all get behind.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I feel like I'm stomping my foot and doing a little jig when I listen to this song.
Just imagine us doing jigs. If you guys are wondering what we do in the studio, we
jig.
We
are jigging.
We are constantly jigging.
All right, here's Truckin'.
Truckin', got my chips cashed in. Keep truckin' like the doo-dah man. More or less in line, just keep trucking on, on, on. Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical day. Soft machine, Houston, too close to New Orleans, New York, got the ways and means, and just won't let you be. Most of the cats that you meet on the streets become true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days, they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone. Chugging like the doo-dah man once told me you got to pay your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down. Sick of hanging around and you like to travel. Get tired of traveling. matters to me. What a long, strange trip it's been. Trucking, I'm going home. Whoa, whoa, baby, back where I belong.
Vamos voltar a pilantrar. Deixa comigo. Uma musiquinha pra machucar os corações. Nem vem que não tem. Nem vem de garfo que hoje é dia de sopa. Esquenta o ferro, passa minha roupa. Eu nesse embalo vou botar pra quebrar. Escada que o incêndio é no porão. Tira o tamanco, tem sinteco no chão. Eu nesse embalo vou botar pra quebrar. Sacudim, sacundá, sacudim, gundim, gundá. Nem vem numa casa de caboclo. Já disseram um é pouco. Dois é bom, três é demais. A cinza, minha brasa demora. Me chama o papo, nós já vamos embora. É, eu nesse embalo vou botar pra quebrar. Sacudim, sacundá, sacudim, gundim, gundá. Nem vem numa casa de caboclo. Já disseram um é pouco. Dois é bom, três é demais. Vem que não tem.
Okay, Elia didn't tell me that she was gonna play Brazilian music.
Well, it was
she
on my Spotify 2021.
I love Brazilian music.
I do. It was my bad.
Anything in Portuguese at this point in my life.
Yeah, that song was introduced to me by a friend, one of my besties, Casupe in Germany. Who also was introduced to her by her boyfriend, I believe. But I was really like banging to that song all damn summer. Is that the right word? I was just vibing to that song.
No,
maybe
yeah,
that's the right word.
I'd be dancing to
Oh my god, playing it left and right. What a good song.
Out of control.
Yeah, out of control, honestly. Yeah, going more. I don't know. I feel like I liked my Spotify rap this year.
Yeah. I listened to some great music this year.
This
was a good year for music for me,
yeah,
too.
I think I went out of my comfort zone.
Wow. Groundbreaking.
But with that, just wanted to, I guess that was a quick interlude, unless there's more.
Yeah. I guess I'll just introduce the next song.
Yeah, please do.
I wanted to play some bossa nova in response to that.
Yeah.
But none of the more upbeat, you know, contemporized Brazilian music that I like was on my Spotify Wrapped. So I'm stuck with the classics, which are great, but not the vibe. So I'm going to play El Chicano's Tell Her She's Lovely.
Oh.
A little switch up. Mm-hmm. Also, I just wanted to shout out my mom, who's listening.
Oh, cute.
My mom and my dad. I already gave my dad a shout out.
So this is his second one.
He asked for another one. Okay.
Bear with me.
Bear with me. But we're gonna hit this song and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Yep. Can't wait to explain some more.
Queen of the Mambo, Papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in a jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city looking for a bigger crown. So I play my bongi for the people of big city, but they don't go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Nobody
nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town, but I'm a king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. They say that I'm a clown, making too much dirty sound. They say there is no place for little monkey in this town. Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. Banging on my bongo, all that swing belongs to me. I'm so happy there's nobody in my place instead of me. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town. I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. Hit me when I come. Hit me when I come, baby. Hear me when I come.
It's always about you, countless, fated into an ocean, blue wine breaking. Unless we forget all of our regrets, I'm reading with you. I deeply do exalt you, darling, I do. If I shift the main, you compensate, but I can't prepare with love. Never say never, I'm down for. It's just a shame because there's something about you. Oh, there's something about you. Hey, baby, I really do, really do shit on you. Hey, baby, I really do, really do shit on you.
But you're so complicated.
Baby, I really.
last minute to say something.
Yeah, we have words.
First of all, I'd like to address the transition between the last two songs, which had me spiraling.
Sophia, because Sophia played that song, and I was like, oh no, I have not, like, what was the song that you played before?
I played Bongo Bong by
No, before, before Bongo
Before Bong. Bongo Bong, I played Tell Her She's Lovely.
Yeah, so, and then I was like, I have nothing good to transition. And Sophia was like, okay, do you want me to play a good interlude song? And I was like, yes. And then she played that, and I still had nothing that would transition well. But I honestly think it's fine. Like, I thought it...
It worked
in its own way.
I loved it.
Yeah, no, as did I. Sophia did start laughing, which I also...
We keep the people guessing.
Exactly. We were just discussing how our songs don't always, like... It's not, like, what you would expect to go into one another, but it does keep people guessing. And personally, mm-hmm. I always like it because it's always, like... I always find that the vibe is the same, like, as in it's, like, if we're both... If one of us plays an upbeat... song, the other one will usually play something upbeat as well.
Yeah,
it just won't necessarily be like the same type of music.
No.
Yeah. That's, no,
that's why our show's interesting and why yeah. we should have millions of listeners.
Exactly. Tell your friends. 2 to 3 p.m Fridays.
Yeah,
except for when we're not here.
I don't know what I don't really know what I want to say.
Actually, there's nothing that I what I wanted to say was what we just talked about.
What song did I cue up?
What did you say?
I think I queued up a Chris Cohen song.
Yes,
Chris Cohen,
Caller Number 99.
Caller Number 99. Listen to This Guy in the Spring. Great singer-songwriter from Silver Lake, I think. Oh, no, I think he's from Silver Lake.
Oh, yeah, I guess we can go into a little bit of the background from the song from when we listen, now that I think about it, this past year.
Silver Lake or Echo Park in L.A.? I can't remember. Anyway, I was home, I was looking around for him.
I was keeping my eyes peeled.
Like a freak. And then the song I played before, the Manu Chao song, Bongo Bong, is such a good song.
It was really nice.
I love his music. He sings in many different languages. All super accessible, fun lyrics. My mom played that song to me when I was a baby.
So sweet.
And I actually rediscovered it last year because when I was living in Mammoth Lakes, a friend of mine started playing it. Somebody I just met. I was like, where do I know this great, fabulous, chill AF song from?
Oh, from your mama.
From my mom. And I tapped into the deepest, you know, archives of my brain and realized I was in the crib listening to it.
You were really in the, in the literal crib listening. That's sweet. My choice of complicated was just, I had a moment where I was listening to a lot of Muramasa. Also, I will say, love that song. I mean, it always gets me a little bit hyped.
That took me to some places.
Yeah, Muramasa does have, like, I feel like he's it's just, like, an interesting style. I always like the musicians that he collaborates with, too. Always a good mix of stuff. But we're going to go on to our next song, because we don't want to bore you with just our talking.
They love us. Don't worry about it.
Don't even worry. Who's listening? Our friends.
Our friends, my family.
Yeah, maybe my sister. Maybe my mother.
Yeah, maybe Doja Cat.
Elizabeth Brennan in Berkeley, California. Big shout out.
I think my brother's listening. Hey, Jack.
Oh, hey, Jack.
Send me a song, Jack, if you want to hear anything specific.
Oh, yeah, I do have, I'm going to have some.
You can't play explicit music at this hour. Just keep that in mind.
Just so everyone knows.
So everyone knows, otherwise you'd be going crazy with it.
Even worry. My whole Spotify Wrapped would be accessible versus the 10 songs I was able to pick out of.
But, all right. Thanks for listening. Here is Caller Number 99 by Chris Cohen.
A year too late.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, forgive us. Is my mic on?
Yeah, yeah.
Forgive us for that.
That was completely my fault. And I'll tell you the technical difficulty. I accidentally opened something on my phone, which messed up the music from my computer. So, alas.
Alas. I like that song. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah,
that,
thank you,
that
Jack.
That was a request from my brother.
From his Spotify Wrapped.
From his Spotify. It's called Burning by the Whitest Boy Alive.
No, it's by Burning. Wait, oh
no,
yeah, wait.
It's Burning by the Whitest Boy Alive.
It's Burning by the Whitest Boy Alive.
Silly goose.
So, okay, wait, real quick, gonna read our little PSA. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. That's our PSA of the day. But
short and sweet. Love it.
Yeah, we just... I'm glad that we got a little pause, I guess. I don't know. I'm cueing a song that was on my Spotify Wrapped. I think 2021, maybe 2020. I can't remember. But it's in dedication to Lizzie. Because she's a big Miley Cyrus fan.
Oh.
I know, right? Who doesn't love some Miley?
Miley.
She did release that whole Plastic Hearts. Good album. I liked it. I don't know about everyone else in the room.
I mean, what song is this?
This is not from that, but it's Miss You So Much, the one that's coming up.
Okay, I'm excited.
You should be excited. So we're going to play it now, and I hope everyone enjoys. I will not mess up again. I promise that much.
Wee.
Or promise is a strong word. I will try my best. So thanks for listening.
They say love can drive crazy, my dear. Wanna trap you in a locket or in my pocket so I can keep you near. No, I'd never hurt you. If you fall, I'd pick you up and I'd drink your tears. But how can I miss you so much when you're right here? They say things come to those who wait. It's like counting in light years. I'd physically live without you, but I don't want to. Death's never been my fear. You can take my blood, take my bones, my heart is yours, I volunteer. But so much when you're right here. When you look up at a rainbow, do you ever wonder what's really waiting at the end? I don't want no gold, nothing's more than you. The amount is hard to even comprehend. There's nothing I can do.
so much when you're right here. But how can I miss you so much?
Hey everyone, so that was Miley Cyrus, Miss You So Much.
Gorgeous.
Because I miss Lizzie so much. Aww. And that was on Spotify Wrapped. So yeah, it looks like, sadly, our time is coming to an end.
It is.
I know everyone's distraught.
We're going to play one more song. Mm-hmm. We're going to sign off first. Yeah. So,
This is, once again, oh, is it, you want?
You can say, I was the one who signed this on.
Okay, ahead. You're too kind, please. Yeah. This is Questionable Figures. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah!
You know what? I got it eventually.
It's currently 2:53 p.m. It the is. Next show's on in 7 minutes. The next song we've got is about 4 minutes, so maybe we'll play something again.
We'll see.
You never know.
Maybe we've got enough time for a little interlude.
This next
we've been
song,
using that song a lot. That's what, our song what of the song? Day. I mean, what word of the day. Song? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. We do use interludes a lot.
Yeah. We the word specifically interlude.
We like a good interlude.
That is, I mean, it's a good word. You know, it's like this, the word acclimate. Love the word acclimate.
The next song is called It's Not Easy by Ofege. This is on my Spotify Wrapped. It's from the early 70s. The artist is a band of a bunch of high school kids at the time we recorded
Whoa,
the album.
Okay.
And from Lagos in Nigeria. And this song is so good.
Okay.
So good.
Okay, I'm on the edge of my goddamn.
This is like one of my favorite. This is one of my favorite songs of the year, honestly.
Okay, I'm extremely excited. If you guys could see me, you'd see I'm actually on the edge of my seat, the very, very edge. So let's get it on.
Let's get it.
Love arms.
Welcome to another episode of Epic Moth Time. My name is Danny. It's Friday. It's almost 3 p.m. and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. As you know, this week was the coveted Spotify Wrapped release week, which means that people all over the world got their Spotify Wraps. And one of those people was me. So what are we going to do this week? Obviously play what was on my Spotify Wrapped. Woohoo! So there are many epic songs. I've played a lot of them before on the show, but you're going to hear them again. So up first, my number one played song this year was Look at What the Light Did Now by Flo Morrissey and Matthew E. White. It's coming to you on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.